KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 56 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for mostly sunny skies here today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In area news, a traffic stop a little after 8 p.m. Sunday in Adams County resulted in a woman being arrested for interference with official acts. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is 37-year-old Dina Lacan Morales was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. And police in Red Oak Sunday arrested a man for allegedly assaulting a peace officer. 19-year-old Tyler Austin Sowers of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:15 p.m. in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. Sowers was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And the Creston Police Department reports this morning 46-year-old Karen Broadsack of Creston was arrested Friday evening at around 7:10 p.m. on a charge of theft in the third degree. Broadsack was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And Saturday night, 29-year-old Julian Allison of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of controlled substance violation. Allison was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Creston police report also that a resident of the 300 block of South Pine Street reported on July 14th that sometime between June the 1st and July 14th, her cell phone, a white iPhone 5C, was stolen. The loss there estimated at $250. On July the 20th, a resident of the 400 block of North New York Avenue in Creston reported that sometime between 10:30 p.m. on July the 19th and 7:30 a.m. on July 20th, someone had broken into his residence and stolen a Sentry safe that contained cash. The loss was estimated at $250. A traffic stop Sunday morning in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man on an OWI charge. 50-year-old David Matthew Perrin of Corning was arrested following the traffic stop that occurred around 12:04 a.m. near the intersection of 255th and Grove Avenue. Perrin failed the standard field sobriety test and was placed under arrest for OWI second offense. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Police in Creston said no injuries were reported after an SUV hit another SUV in a restaurant parking lot late Sunday morning. 85-year-old Marvin Ringberg of Shannon City was attempting to park in the family restaurant parking lot at around 11:36 a.m. when he was unable to find his brake while attempting to park. Ringberg's 2010 Chevy Equinox rolled into the rear of a legally parked 2007 Ford Edge, causing a total of $3,000 damage. There were no citations issued. The operator of a motorcycle was transported to a hospital following a collision early Saturday morning with a car in Council Bluffs. Bluffs police say that accident happened just before 2 a.m. in the 4200 block of Veterans Memorial Highway. According to their report, upon arrival, officers located the motorcycle rider laying on the highway, and the driver of the car was being held by witnesses. The rider of the motorcycle was conscious and responding to questions. He was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue for treatment. The driver of the vehicle was transported to the Pott County Corrections for processing for possibly driving while intoxicated. No names have been released, and they were being withheld pending notification of family members and further investigation over the weekend. The motorcycle rider was last reported in stable conditions, and authorities said his injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. The Veterans Memorial Bridge was closed for a few hours while officers completed their investigation. Two men were arrested on separate charges late Friday night in Red Oak. Red Oak police say 27-year-old Michael Todd Archer of Red Oak was arrested just before 11 p.m. in the 1900 block of East Summit Street for making false reports to communications with public entities. Archer was being held in the Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on a $300 cash bond. And 20-year-old Robert Michael Doherty of Elliott was arrested at around 10:20 p.m. Friday in the 2400 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak for public intoxication. Doherty was also being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs Saturday morning arrested a woman in connection with robbery at knife point of a man from Council Bluffs. 48-year-old Laurel Miller was taken into custody for first-degree robbery. Authorities say at around 6 a.m. Saturday, officers were called to 3624 9th Avenue in reference to the robbery. Upon arrival, they made contact with 47-year-old Timothy Lindeman, who told police that Miller had approached him, displayed a folding knife, and demanded he hand over his backpack or she would stab him. Miller took the backpack and left the area on foot. Officers located the woman in the 3600 block of 7th Avenue, still in possession of the folding knife. She was taken into custody, arrested, and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. And the Fremont County Sheriff's Office say they are investigating several reported camper and home intrusions. Authorities said Friday they'd received several calls from Farragut about campers and at least one home having been entered during the overnight hours. According to the report, none of the campers nor the house were locked. Medication appears to have been taken from the home, which was occupied at the time. Food was missing from the campers. Authorities remind you to lock your house, take the keys out of your vehicles, and keep them locked. In the funeral announcements, Dale L. Christensen, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Dale Christensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Pearl Courtney, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died July 15th. Funeral services for Pearl Courtney will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Earl Vandewater, age 88, of Orient, died July the 4th. Funeral services for Earl Vandewater will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Mike McKee, age 54, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mike McKee will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wilma Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died April 4th. A celebration of life open house for Wilma Sorensen will be this Saturday at the 1 o'clock, that is, at the Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Lou Sheeler, age 88, of Sedalia, Missouri, and formerly of Bridgewater, died Friday in Sedalia. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Sheeler. Delmer Markman, age 86, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Delmer Markman are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.